Okay. Hey Google, what's today's date?
It's Saturday, April 20th, 2024.
Hey Google, what time is it?
It's 6:25 a.m.
Okay. So yesterday, someone turned my whole day into a torture chamber. So I was, someone keeps trying to use the biotech on me to like torture me. Like, I don't know. I don't even know if it was, I literally feel like whoever is doing this to me is really scared and desperate. It just feels like it. It feels like they're, I don't even want to say they're scared. It feels like desperation, the way that someone keeps relentlessly attacking me. They did it the whole day, like from 10 to 5. So instead of going over the attack, I want to say that I feel like I like pat myself on the back and feel like even though they attacked you, Nicola, you didn't have any reaction to it. You didn't respond. You didn't reciprocate. It didn't really do anything to you as far as like, you didn't like lose control. You didn't participate. You didn't reciprocate. I didn't really show any reaction. It's like, I'm always trying to figure out how to overcome someone's attempt to try to like dominate or control me. So it's like, if I can ignore it, if I'm unaffected, then it doesn't really matter because it doesn't have any power. The power is always in my response. However, I still feel like even though I'm good as far as like the fact that it was like, it's just a feeling. Like for me, it's just a feeling. It has no value because it has no value because there's no response. There's no reciprocation, participation. There's nothing. So, but I still feel like the fact that someone is doing this to me is very concerning because I don't know who it is. And I feel like they're doing this to me because they can. And I don't really know what this person, whoever keeps doing this to me, wants from me. I feel like the message is that if I don't like it, then you need to make it stop. And the whole thing is, I can't make it stop. Like, that's the whole thing. It's inside my body. I'm not even participating. I'm not reciprocating. I'm not responding or anything. You're just doing something to my body that I can't do anything about. I'm not partaking in anything. You're just basically torturing me. I do feel like you want some type of response from me. You're trying to bait me or get some type of response from me. I keep saying if you don't like it, then you'll have it removed. I always keep saying I can't have something removed that you don't admit is there, and I can't give you back something that I didn't take. So I just feel like, my whole goal is just to overcome the feeling where it's just like, I don't even respond to it. Like I'm a dead body. Like that's how I felt I like kill myself inside for the moments that these things happen to me. And I'm doing a very good job of it, except I really don't want to kill myself. Like, I just feel like I feel like whoever's hurting me, you're not going to win. You're trying every nerve you can try to hurt me. And I'm just like, you need to be paying me. Like, the only thing that I'm going to even respond to is restitution and truth. if it's not truth about what you did to me or restitution, then it's just like you're not going to win. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's inside my body. Like, what do you want from me? Like, you're not really getting your way with me, or how can I say, you're not really achieving anything. You can't even say that it was something that I partaked in, because I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting there. I'm literally just sitting there, and you're just trying very hard to wear me down with what you're doing to my body. And I'm like, you're basically trying to wear down my existence, the very air that I breathe. Like, literally, that's how it feels. It's kind of like you keep acting like I'm holding on to something in my hand. I'm not holding on to anything in my hand. It's like actually in my body. And it's been 9 years. Like, these torture sessions, I've been through these torture sessions for 9 years, and I have never bent the knee, because it's not in my hand. It's kind of like if someone is twisting your arm and telling you to drop it, to release it, that's very possible, you know, because it's in their hand, meaning it's reflexive. You can twist their arm hard enough where they'll just let go, right? I can't let go because it's inside my body. So I just feel like you're wasting your time torturing me. And the only reason why I do the recordings is because I believe that I'm, by accident, incidentally, I'm going to drag you to hell and leave you there. And I'm not even going to have to try hard, because the tactics that you're using aren't going to work, because it's inside my body. Meaning I don't have to really do anything at all. I don't have to do anything. Even me documenting, you're eventually going to get caught for doing this to me, and I feel like you might die, and it'll be self-defense, and you're thinking that I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to do it. And it's not even a threat. It's kind of like that song Static, don't start none, won't be none, Static. Like, I feel like you're lighting a match by targeting me, trying to bait me or goat me or strong arm me, and you are once again attacking the wrong person. You're not going to be able to get anything from me other than your own destruction for messing with me. I literally just feel like that. It's not really a threat. It's just saying, why and what do you want from me? Why are you attacking me like this relentlessly? And what are you looking for me to do for you? Because I'm not doing anything. Literally, I'm just sitting there feeling this feeling that there is absolutely no response to. It wasn't burning to the top of my head. Like, sometimes I get burned at the top of my head, and it's so bad that, once again, what are you looking for? You looking for me to act out? You looking for me to... No, I just document. And then I just wait for God, Jesus, to get rid of my enemies, whoever keeps hurting me. Like, whoever keeps... You started it. You came after me. You attacked me. And eventually, it's like a curse. It's like I'm an omen. Because you keep coming for me, because you keep attacking me unwarranted, eventually I believe you're going to get caught, and it's going to be over for you, and you're going to be looking for me to do it, and I'm not going to be the one to do it. And I document on purpose, because I feel like whoever keeps doing this to me, no one will know that you're doing it to me if I don't say anything, if I don't record, if I don't document. So it's like I have to. It's kind of like you sat there for literally 8 hours yesterday just attacking me. Like, more than 8 hours. I feel like it was like the whole day. Like, I was attacked from like, I think like 11, I want to say 11 a.m. maybe. I didn't really keep up with the time. But until I went to sleep last night, and there was absolutely no response from me at all. I'm always like sitting there just saying, okay, Nicola, how can you, you know, this is happening to you, and just ignore it. But then I'm like, I want to get the person that's doing this to me. So I was like, okay, well, first you start by outing them. Start by outing them. You just need to just say out loud what was done to you, so that at least it's documented. And then if they keep doing it, eventually, hopefully, it'll be figured out who's doing this to you. And then they're going to get back what they did to you. And it'll be, they'll regret it for the rest of their life. Like, you might not even have a life. Like, and it's not even a threat. Like, I'm not even threatening you. I'm just saying that you should know that something's going to come back at you for keep attacking me this way. You must want something to come back at you for attacking me this way, except it's going to come back at you the same way you did it to me, incognito. Like, so it's like, it's going to go back at you the same way that you dished it out to me. And you can't say that you don't deserve it, because you started it. You started it. You keep doing things to me that you have no business doing, because you're, I don't know what you want from me. I'm not really sure what you want from me. I really don't know. I'm really not sure. But it's in my mind now, it's just a feeling that I don't have to give any energy to. And I've gotten to that point where it's like, every time y'all try it, every time y'all pick that nerve that you think will give you some type of whatever, I'm not really sure what you're looking for. I really don't know what you're looking for. I'm always wondering, are you trying to do what you did getting the biotech in my body, like misdiagnosing me, telling me that I needed a hysterectomy, and then using a hysterectomy as cover to sneak the biotech in my body? Are you trying to somehow get me to run to the doctors so that you can misdiagnose me to remove it? Because the whole truth of the matter is, I have run to the doctors, and they don't tell the truth about anything. They lie. So it's kind of like, they won't even admit that it's here. So it's it's not funny. It's sad, really. So I'm just like, you put it in my body, and you didn't have an exit plan. That's what I think. You snuck it in my body without an exit plan. You would have had to have known, after doing all these things to me with the biotech, that the same way that you did this in the beginning, probably most likely, you probably didn't. It's like, this is what happens with stupid criminals, like dumb criminals. They do something and they end up getting caught because they don't have an exit plan. And I'm like, your exit plan, I really feel like, was killing me. I do. I feel that was never. No one was ever supposed to know that you snuck this biotech in my body. But I feel like everybody knows now. And so it's quite difficult. You want to somehow get it out of me, or get me, without having to take responsibility for what you did to me. So then your solution is, we're going to keep harassing her and torturing her until she kills herself. So you're trying to get my body on a silver platter. So if I kill myself, then you've gotten my body with the biotech in it. And then you can say that I was crazy and that I committed suicide. Except I'm not suicidal and I'm not crazy. And I'm going to make this very, very hard for you. Very difficult for you. It's like, I'm here. You got to come get me. And when you do, I feel like that's when you're going to get caught. So, because you're trying to do it remotely. you're trying to do it remotely by using the biotech on me relentlessly all day. It's pretty obvious to me because it's like harassment. It's like harassment and it's annoyance. And then you're targeting me in the worst kind of way. Like I always say, the pain matches my resolve. What you did to me yesterday was a different kind of pain because it was a different kind of pain, you know. You know, it was sexual assault, you know. You did what was called sexual assault. Except like now, I don't know. I'm almost feeling like through habituation, I'm being desensitized, which again, that it, once I achieve being desensitized, then it no longer has any power over me at all. Like it doesn't do anything to me at that point. It's just a feeling. It's like the same thing when I get burned. It's like through habituation, I've been desensitized. It still hurts, but it's kind of like something happens where it's just like, okay, I feel this, but I walk through it, and it's like capsation that the average person would not be able to tolerate and take. And I even think sometimes the essence of who I am tolerates it, but my brain sometimes falters even without outside of my control, which is weird. Meaning I'm like, I got this. But I think that my cells sometimes get exhausted from the pain that's being inflicted, which really has nothing to do with me. Like I always feel like our souls, like the essence of who we are, is separate from the actual function cells of our body. So it's like willpower. Like my willpower is separate from what my body actually feels physically. And sometimes my willpower is at a level where I'm unstoppable as far as like being stubborn and resisting. But my body, on the other hand, defies me in ways that I'm like, okay, you... I'm even like, wow, like it's a phenomenon in my opinion. It's like the will. That's why I feel like, I don't know. I feel I'm at a point now, even with this static radiating from my skin. I always said that our voices were an extension of ourselves. It was the way that we communicated with the outside world by using sound. And now that this static energy radiates from my skin, the way that it does and how it affects things around me, it's not sound, it's something else. But even how my body sometimes defies my willpower, or my body defies my thoughts and how I think, the physical part, I now feel, and I can't really explain it, I feel like we don't die. I don't know, I feel like our bodies die, but we, our souls, who we are, the essence of who we are, is separate from our body. I feel like our body is a representation of who we are, but it's not everything that we are. That we, you know, like it represents you, you know, the way you take care of it, how you dress it, you know, everything that you do with it, the motion helps you walk the earth and be seen. The sound that comes out of your mouth helps you be heard, you know. But I feel like when the body dies, that the person, the essence of who we are, it doesn't. I don't know why I feel that way at this point. I just do. I think it's because a lot of times my body defies me, who I am, what I think, my willpower, what I think I'm capable of. And it's like a separation of soul and spirit from body because of what someone else is doing to my body against my will. So it's like it's against my will. It's not even what I want. It's not even what I'm thinking. It's not even how I feel. It's like my thought and my feeling, my emotion, my physical feeling is completely split from it. It's not, it's like watching something happen to your body that you don't want, that is not in your mind, that you're not thinking about, that you don't, that it's a separation of yourself from your body, which makes me really conclude that we don't die. The body dies, but we don't. This is some weird talk, but it's real. It's real. I don't think too many people have ever had this type of experience. So I feel like you don't really have to take my word for it. I don't know. I'm not even going to say it's fact, but that's what it feels like. If it gives you a feeling of your body and what your body is doing has nothing to do with who you are, how you feel, and what you think. And it's very clear. It's very clear. It's very clear. And it's like, no, your body is a representation of who you are. It's a reflection of who you are. The sound that comes out of your mouth is how you use who you are to, for other people to hear you. Your body is how you get other people to see you. But who you are is separate from your body and the sound that comes out of your mouth. And I think it was the way that the biotech was being used on me that has allowed me to see that. Of course, you can't, but you don't exist on this earth without a body. You need a body to exist on this earth. No one can hear you without being able to see you and being able to hear the sound that comes out of your mouth. So you need a body to exist here on this earth. And someone has put something in my body and they've literally tried to steal my body, but they haven't stole my soul. They haven't stole who I am. And even that, this won't be a part of this podcast, but they want to take your mind too. They want to scramble it up so that you can't even identify who you are, just so that they can use humans as utilities. So someone else can utilize you in a way where you don't even know who you are anymore, that you're simply there as a vessel or a vehicle for their usage, which is dehumanizing. It's like you're dehumanizing humans because you want to be able to use them as a utility for your benefit, that their feelings and their emotions and their thoughts don't matter, when in fact they do. And that's the danger of this bioscience and biotechnology, is that it's not, you're not really doing it to help the individual. You're doing it to benefit yourself. So you're taking someone else's body and you're trying to turn it into a utility, utilization for someone else's benefit at their expense. And it's like you've gone past the point of the physical. You've now tried to latch on to the emotional and also to the thought process of that individual, where not even their thoughts are their own thoughts, that they're the thoughts, your thoughts. So I'm going somewhere that I'm not ready to go yet. And I probably won't go there because I have my own thoughts. I think for myself. I'm separate from what happens to my body. Yesterday I was separate from it. I fell asleep at certain times. Literally, I fell asleep. I was like feeling this thing happen and I was just not a part of it. I was not a part of it. There was no response from me. There was none. It was like my mind, my heart, was not a part of what someone was doing to me. It was, I was separate from it, but I would feel it happening to my body and know that I was not partaking. But for the person on the other end, it's like, for them, I am. That's where I feel like, that's where I want, when I want them to die, because I feel like you're holding my body hostage. You're taking advantage of my body, and you're trying to make a condition look like a choice. And it's not a choice, right? It's a condition. And I'm not partaking in it because I'm not participating, reciprocating, nothing. I'm not even responding. I say if the cameras were on me, you know, they would be like, okay, this is happening to her, but she's not. She's fully dressed in there. She's not even responding. She has no reaction. So is this something that a woman wants or choosing, or is it a condition that you created by sneaking biotech in the woman's body and forcing it? Right? You know, forcing it, but then you try to make it look like it was somehow a choice. Right? So I don't know who's doing this to me. Whoever is doing this to me is just really evil and hateful. But I do feel like this biotech is taking us into another, I don't even know what you want to call it. You know, like, I just want to say, you know, in the 1800s, they didn't have planes and they didn't have cars. They didn't have iPhones. They didn't have phones. They didn't have television. I feel like this biotech is taking us somewhere that we never knew was possible. I think that it's taking us from Earth. It's taking us into, like, space, like the place that we can't go, that we don't understand. I feel like it's going to take us somewhere that is going to be an extension of Earth, like, of who we are. I feel like this biotech is about to crack open the origins of how we even exist. I don't know why I feel that way. I just do. And it's, my only concern is hoping that with these discoveries that we don't lose our humanity, or we no longer value our humanity. I think that's what I'm concerned about, that only certain people will remain human and everyone else will be like lost. So I'm very concerned about it. I do feel like we're going to discover a whole lot of things if we haven't already. I feel like they're going to crack the human code of who we are. Like, I just do. I just feel like they're going to crack the human code of who we are. I feel like I'm cracking it myself with this biotech in my body and watching my thoughts and who I am defy my body and realizing that it's separate, that it's not even the same. The essence, it's like, who we are is a real essence. And our body is our representation of who we are. Meaning, I feel like we can exist outside the body. I feel like the body is just a representation of who we are. I feel like the parts of our body compute who we are. But you can take that same computation and place it somewhere else, and we still exist. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel. The problem is, they can't compute. They're trying to compute who we are. They're trying to compute who we are. That's what they know that. I feel like someone other than me knows that that is the case. That same computation, if it was perfected, could exist, can be represented in other places, because it's the essence of who we are. And you don't come to that conclusion until you realize, until your body starts defying how you think and how you feel emotionally. And when you see your body separating from you, you realize that the body is just a representation of who you are, that it is not who you are, that you can exist outside the body. Because I feel like I have a lot of outer body experiences where my body is doing one thing, but my mind and my feelings are doing something completely different. And it's just, I know things is about to change in a very dramatic way. Where I feel like some people will make it difficult to make harder and more difficult for some groups of people to maintain their humanity, which is kind of scary. So, but a lot will be discovered as well. But at whose cost, whose expense, for whose benefit will those discoveries come?